believer has fear, we are not operating in the full level of faith that God says that we can, that the Word says that we can. Fear paralyzes, fear frustrates us, and fear cripples us. But thank God we've been given that measure of faith. Amen? Franklin D. Roosevelt said in his inaugural speech in 1933, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. You know, there's been shows on TV that people try to overcome their fear of snakes by handling it. I've chosen just to overcome it by the Word of God. Amen? So there's faith or fear, and we choose which way to operate in it. Amen? So we have to keep the faith in the face of fear. Keep the faith in the face of fear. One of the definitions of keep is to maintain the course. To maintain the course. That's one definition of keep. John 10:10 tells us that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's his three main objectives in your life. Jesus said, though, I've come that you may have life and have it abundant. So if you're walking in fear, making decisions out of fear, and it cripples or paralyzes you that you cannot live the abundant life that God says that you can live, then the enemy has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy you. Amen. He doesn't want to kill you because he knows you'll go to heaven to live with Jesus for eternity. But he wants to steal from you to keep your joy. He wants to steal from you to keep you bound and in the oppression of fear. But Jesus says, so fear not. I've overcome the world and so can you. Amen. So it's the job of the enemy of our souls is to get us off course. To get us off course that we won't keep or maintain that on the road. To throw us in the towel, so to speak. And to quit and to give up. That's a spirit of fear in operation. Jesus one time had a really bad day on Friday. Remember the Friday that Jesus had the bad day. And so he had to endure till Sunday. But Sunday was coming. So there's usually two sides to everything. Amen. There's usually two sides to everything. And it was the same with the cross. There was a crucifixion side, but praise God, there was a resurrection side. And if it wasn't a bad day for Friday, it would have never been a resurrection day of Sunday, church. Amen. So Jesus had to endure one side to get to the other side. But if he hadn't endured, and thank God he did, if he hadn't have endured, we wouldn't have a Savior. We wouldn't have grace today. But he endured the Friday because he knew resurrection day was coming Sunday. Hebrews 12 says, Jesus, for the joy of obtaining the prize on the other side of the cross, the resurrection, endured the pain that he went through in order for Sunday to happen. So there, we have to endure the bad things of life. Now that word endures, I want to look at it in a different perspective. Matthew 24:13 says, he that shall endure till the end, the same shall be saved. That is not a, when we look at that scripture, that's not a gloom and doom scripture. When I look at that scripture, this is what I get out of it. Amen. I don't look at it like I've got to just hold on, barely make it, walking in fear until Jesus comes back to deliver me. Amen. So this may become a doom and gloom scripture to some people, and they may read it like that, but I don't. So I want to look at this scripture for a minute a little different way. Endure means to remain. It means to persevere. It means to have a fortitude or staying power. Now get that, church. He that endures till the end, the same shall be saved. That word save or salvation is in all exclusive terms. It means persevere. It means healed. It means whole. So the person that can maintain the course, keep the faith, amen, the person that will endure, persevere, have a fortitude of staying power, he says you'll be delivered. You'll be saved. Amen. You'll be made whole. Glory to God. So you may be in a Friday experience, but my good news to you today is that Sunday's coming. But it's the Saturday of life that gets us frustrated, where the enemy comes in and wants us to give up. So when you're enduring, you may feel like you're just holding on. But there is a staying power, church. Sometimes we forget about the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that there is a staying power that God can anoint you with to keep on keeping on. Amen. Amen. Lord, baptize us in that saving power today. Glory to God. The anointing to keep on keeping on. Excuse me. So I want you to know God will anoint you with staying power to keep on keeping on until there is a breakthrough. So don't give up. If you're having a Friday experience, amen, Sunday's coming. Can I get amen in the house today? So it's the Saturdays of life. It's where we want to fear. We want to quit. These are the days that we want to give up because we're trying to hold on. So with everything, see, the Saturdays is always the middle. We get the word on Friday. Saturday is the middle. Thank God there's the manifestation of Sunday.
Right.
Amen. So everything, there is a beginning, there is an end, and there is a middle. And like I said before, God walks the end of our life and the front of our life, and then we've got the middle to walk out. And somehow he don't explain to us the things that come along. We just have to trust and obey. Amen. So the beginning is sometimes a little bit exciting because it's new. Amen. And the end is certainly exciting because that's where we experience the victory. But it's the middle things of life where fear wants to creep in, paralyze us, and cripple us. Saturdays are the days when we're in the grave. Saturday was the day when Jesus was in the grave and it looked like it was all over. But God, church. Amen. Everybody thought it was over. But I want you to know, if God's given you a word, and it's a Friday, and it seems like everything has died, it seems like the word God's given you is not even a word to be considered. Whatever it may be on Friday, and everything may be dark on Saturday, I want you to know that there is no rock that can keep you in the tomb.
Amen.
Woo! There is no rock that can keep you in the tomb of what God has promised. All he's asking you is just to get up. Woo. All he's asking you is just to get up and he'll roll the rock away. He'll roll the rock away. Amen. The Saturdays of life is where we want to quit. Because when we think about the grave, we think of death, of course. We think the end of life. No hope. It's done for. That's not the way that God operates, because sometimes some things have to die in order for it to be resurrected. And that's part of restoration, because when God restores something, it's not going to be like it was before, church. He's going to give it to you better. The wall that's been covered with that pain and you restore it, he says, I'm going to knock the wall down. And I'm going to give you a brand new wall. Amen. You won't have to deal with restoring that old wall anymore, church. Woo! He says, I'm giving you a brand new wall. Come on, somebody. You need to get in on this. Glory to God. He's giving you a brand new thing. You've dealt with that old thing for so long that you think that's always how it's going to be. But I've come with a word for you today. I've come with a word for somebody today that it ain't over till God says it's over. And he hasn't said it's over, church. He said, this is only the beginning of what I'm going to do for you. For with my strong right arm, I'm going to bring you out and I'm going to set you in the midst of your victory. And even those around you is going to be astounded at what I'm going to do for you. So he says, even today, I'm giving you staying power to keep in the race. And even as you keep in the race, God says, I'm going to endue you with power from on high. And there's going to be a new roar coming out of you, says the Lord. I've been content, says God, because you have been content. But now that you have awakened, says the Lord, I will awaken and I will come into agreement with you. And the roar that's coming out of you is a new roar. And it's even going to shake the gates of hell. And I'm going to even paralyze the enemy that has tried to paralyze you with fear that says it can't be done. one. But God says, I'm coming on the scene, and I'm anointing you with the roar of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And even within that roar, you begin to decree, and you begin to declare what I say, says the Lord. And watch me move the rock that has been held, that has held you bound, and that has tormented you with thoughts of suicide, says God. God says, I'm breaking that spirit of suicide off of you, and I'm giving you the opportunity to live again. And even within that life, says God, I've called you to be a forerunner, even in this day of my glory, because my church is rising up. And I hear God says, even within this time of the election, there's been a great disturbance, and it has to be, says God, because I'm calling forth my church, even in the time of disturbance. My church has found a place where they realize that they have to seek me, and in seeking me, says God, I will come upon the scene. And no matter who is elected as your president, God says, put not your trust in the person, but put your trust in me, for America will rise again. It will not be defeated, no matter who's in office, says God, for I am God and I will have the last word. So allow the roar to come forth after you, out of you, says God, for I'm anointing you with the roar of the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and you will be established. My church is coming forth with glory and with power, and it's not going to be the same as it used to be. Woo! Glory to God, church. Stand and give God some praise in the house today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This election has never been like it's been before, says God. Candidates for years have been flawed. Glory to God. If you look back, candidates and people are flawed people. But we serve a God that deals with flawed people. And he can speak to the hearts of men because he's spoken to the hearts of kings in the Bible. And he can speak to the hearts of men today, church. Don't limit God. Woo! Don't limit God. So I encourage you today, lay your hands on your belly. The roar of the Lion of the tribe of Judah emerges from my spirit today. Woo! Hallelujah. No wonder there's been such a disturbance. Something has to bring us back to God. Something has to bring us back to begin to seek God's face and to begin to intercede and cry unto him. Because we have lost hope as a church, as a nation. But God restores our hope. Woo! You can be seated if you can. If you need to run, that's fine too. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, yada la la basia lo toshala di dikian ta da 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 haya. Libra Leo Soto Shanadiada Makaya. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. The sleeping giant has arisen, church. Because the church is said, I've had enough. Hallelujah. We've been raised out of lethargy and complacency. And we have been brought to a place where we have to see God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, oh, the fear of the unknown. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's a fear among people that have said, is New Life going to make it because our founder is not here? If Pastor was here today, he would say, I am only the vessel. God has established New Life. That I am only the vessel. And the greatest honor, I believe that he would say that you can do for me is keep the faith. Yeah. Keep on keeping on what this church was established on, because you are anointed. Do not allow the fear of the enemy that would say, when New Life closes or if New Life shuts down, where will I go to church? God says to you to stay steadfast and to stay firm in your believing. Honor your pastors by standing with them and holding up their arms in prayer. I will cause this house to flourish. I will cause this house to prosper. I will cause this house to be a saving station to those that are weary, tired, and alone, says God. And I, through you, will bring much healing to them. So God says to remain steadfast and to remain strong. Hallelujah. Do not allow the fear of the enemy to come in and to say that it's over. God says, goodness gracious, I've only begun. I have only begun to do what I've established this church upon. The foundation of this church is not weak, because it's been founded upon the Word of God. And when something is founded on the Word, it's not a weak structure. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, where were we? Where were we? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, we were Saturday and we just came out of the grave. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord rolled the stone back, don't you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But we have to endure the Saturday and remain steadfast and not give up or quit. And when we do, we will enjoy the resurrection benefits and the blessings that come on Sunday, church. The devil is trying to keep you from Sunday. The devil is trying to keep you from Sunday. So in our daily life, we're going to have to endure some things. We're going to have to face some hard times, because we're living in an imperfect world. We're living in a fallen world. But the only way to do it is to go through it, because Jesus says you've already overcome it. Hallelujah. You've already overcome it. So walk it out. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, walk it out. Hallelujah. Walk it out. Stand to your feet this morning. I want to pray for you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me. And I want to lay hands on you this morning. If you just say, Pastor Shirley, I want to be baptized in that staying power. Hallelujah. I want you to come up here. I want you to agree with me that the roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah may have been dead in me, but God says to you, it's awakening this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, shalada na 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 ma ma ha sa da 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 ya. Oh, kalidia shanda da 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 komba boho sa da 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 ha ya. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Stay in power in the name of Jesus. Stay in power in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare over you that you are blessed to be a blessing. Doors of opportunity opening wide for you. And yes, you will have the wisdom to walk through those doors as they become available, says the Spirit of the Lord. Continue to be obedient to me and give, for it will surely be given unto you. Press down and running over, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Stay in power, not to give up and not to quit. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have you been blessed today? God is good. There's some things that have been decreed and declared today that you are going to see the fruit of it even in the days ahead. Again, I would say if Pastor was here, he would say, keep on keeping on. Amen. Don't give up. Your best days are ahead of you. That which you're going through right now is only a stepping stone into what God says is yours. Amen. Father, we thank you for your visitation today. Thank you, Father, for coming in with your spirit like a flood. Hallelujah. And that we're not walking in fear, but we're walking in faith. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for overcoming. I speak a blessing on these people. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That you leave this place with the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. And that you enter this week to be a blessing to somebody. And I speak over you and decree over to you that you are blessed people. That you are a blessed people. That you are the head and not the tail. Glory to God. And we thank you for that. And the church said...